This is the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB.
If you're fascinated not just by the world around us, but by the universe around us, then you might want to get involved with an idea from Liz Franklin. Liz has been interested in astronomy for many years and is keen to meet others with a similar interest. Now, if that's you, then listen up, because Liz is here now to tell us more about it. Thanks for joining me, Liz.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So, yeah, we're just talking a bit about astronomy and making the universe more accessible. That sounds quite big, doesn't it? Sounds like quite a challenge in some respects. You know, some of us can't get access to a taxi. I'm talking about the universe. But we're not talking necessarily about going, travelling and traversing the universe. We're talking more about the idea of just understanding it as a pastime, as a hobby, as a lot of people do who are sighted. I guess the question is, well, why can't we?
Well, exactly, why can't we? Just because you can't actually look through a telescope and observe the night sky doesn't mean that you're not interested in the things that they've discovered, certainly on things like the Rosetta mission to that comet whose name I can't remember, Asimenko with a load of numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, that was interesting, finding out what they could find out about the comet. And then there's the Cassini mission to Saturn, and the Voyager mission that went out the solar system, just to name a few. So there are plenty of things to learn about if you're interested in things like geology and science, because then you can find out about the nature of these new worlds that these missions are going to. So you might not be able to literally see them, but there's no reason to not be interested in it. You might just be as interested in things like that on Earth and how volcanoes work and, you know, things like that. So why not be interested in that kind of thing in space?
Yeah, exactly. And you were quite keen, quite a while back actually, to set up a group, you know, so other people like you who've got that kind of mindset could get together and talk about it.
Well, the thing is, I really do like the idea of talk and support. I think it was a good idea, and I think it could be utilised much further than it's been. I know there are book groups and there are social groups and people who talk about benefits and that kind of thing, but I think sometimes it's nice to get away from what you might call the usual things that visually impaired people talk about in groups. And I thought that this was just something a bit different, and it's a good way of people who are like-minded getting together without having to worry about getting on a train or, as you said earlier, getting in a taxi. You can just talk to people over the phone. And, you know, there aren't many people, I think, who are probably into astronomy, but they probably feel a bit isolated and they haven't got anybody to talk to about it. So I thought this might be quite a good idea. I had actually been involved with a couple of other talker support groups about something different, and it had come up that there were a number of people who would be interested in a talk and support group about astronomy, and that's why I suggested that I might facilitate one. I couldn't claim to be an expert on astronomy. There's a lot of things I don't know, so the idea was that we could share about with our knowledge.
Yeah.
So I might be able to learn something, but I might also be able to give knowledge to other people.
But it's that thing, isn't it? You know, I mean, so I for years, and I openly admit this, I was a radio jingles anorak growing up, you know, as a radio guy, and, you know, spending 10, 15 minutes of my life with another radio jingles anorak was like the greatest 15 minutes of my life, because we'd be able to talk about stuff on a level that everybody else thought we were nuts, but, you know, we loved it. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? It's sometimes just about escaping away to somewhere and talking about something really with people who get it, who understand it. You know, and as you say, it might be only a few people, but those few people, well, who else are they going to talk to?
Absolutely. I think, yes, the options for talking about something as a little bit specialist like astronomy, the options aren't great. So, yes, I think this would actually give people an outlet to share a hobby that they don't have anybody else to share it with.
What about, this is just a little side note, I guess, but what about magazines for you? I mean, I know RNIB Newsagent have a number of magazines, but are there any specific to science and astronomy that sort of are accessible to you? Do you find that world difficult?
There are two. There were two. There's New Scientist, which covers all kinds of things. I mean, there are astronomy articles in it, but there are a whole range of other things as well. I found that a little bit too much because it's a weekly one. It just means you've got to put aside about an hour and a half every week just to listen to New Scientist. And I found that a little bit stressful because I've got a busy life and I haven't got time to be doing that.
Fair enough.
They did Astronomy Now, which came out once a month, and that was better. And that was specifically, obviously, about astronomy. But I then got a letter from RNIB saying that it had been discontinued. So as far as I'm aware, there isn't a specifically astronomy magazine in a in an available format anymore.
Okay, so we need to find out why that magazine's no longer there, do we? I mean, that's
I would certainly like to know.
Yeah, well, we'll get that question put to RNIB news agent. We'll get that question put to RNIB news agent for you for next week, okay? And we'll see if we can get an answer to that. One thing I guess might be a question some sighted people might wonder, and I think I'm going to ask you this question because you might not be asked this by anyone else, and they might be terrified to ask this, and it seems a fair question. Why does somebody who's no sight at all have any fascination in this?
Well, I suppose it comes back to what I said earlier about you might just be interested in the way things work. So you might not necessarily be able to aesthetically see it visually, but you might be interested in how rock strata works or what the components of water are. So, you might have an interest in chemistry and biology as well. I don't think it has to be visual. And I suppose, to be honest, a lot of things aren't visual. There are some things that are so far away that they're observed by radio telescopes and that it's all done by sort of radio signals and stuff. And I do believe there is actually a blind astronomer out there who actually does study. I can't remember exactly what it is that she does study, but it's all done auditorily. Everything that was mapped out visually for her sighted colleagues, they actually know how to actually transpose it into an audible format for her to research, which I found quite fascinating.
Yeah.
I mean, it was all a bit beyond me because it was all mathematical stuff. But
yeah, so you're like me with astronomy. I just want to hear about the planets and hear about the stars and have this image built in my head. It's when they start getting to the numbers, I just, right, okay.
Yeah, well, I'm a bit like that with the numbers. I'm much more interested, to say, in the geology and the geography of these places and what they're made up of, the chemical components and things. And as I say, often you don't need sight to appreciate that. As a sighted astronomer, there would be a lot of things that you wouldn't have access to visually because the visual images aren't there. Obviously, they can be reproduced in some sort of visual format for the benefit of sighted people, but it's not the real thing.
No.
That makes sense.
So if people are wanting to get involved, what will get them to do? I mean, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, I'd love to do this, actually, this really appeals to me, then, get in touch with us here at The Weekly Connect. And the email address is theweeklyconnect@rnib.org.uk. And we'll put you in touch with Liz. And that's how we start this, I guess.
Yes, thank you. That would be good. I'd be glad to hear of all the astronomers out there who might want to talk to me.
And I think what's great about it as well, though, Liz, is that it opens up the door for other people who've got other hobbies and interests. Maybe radio jingle anoraks. I'm just saying. But, they could get together and talk about different things, and maybe just opens up the idea. Like you say, this idea that, the talk and support from RNIB, which is a brilliant service, no doubt about it, just top of the line, brilliant service. And I say that as someone who's used the service, not someone who, works for RNIB. Generally, I just think it's a great service. But what I found is that you're right, the topics are quite limiting, and it's up to us to come up with the new topics and say, well, actually, why don't we do this? Why don't we do that? And I think that's a great one. And if anyone has other ideas, then, this might open up that option for them. So thank you for sharing that, Liz. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for asking me.
Thanks for downloading the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.